Angela, do you have anything you would like to share or a thought?
Well, I would like to just say that God is looking for a people that will believe. You know, it's only when we do not believe that we limit God. His word says it's impossible to please him without faith. So the Lord has just been speaking to me that he has given everything, all his promises to us. And it's not, it doesn't matter what this person or that person does.
ምንም አይነት ሰው አንድ ነገር ይመረው ወይ ደግሞ ሰዎች ይሄና ያ አይነት ናቸው እንበል
But it's what do I do?
ምናምነው ያ ከሆነ ምናደርገው ያን
Am I going to stand on the word and believe it?
በቃሉ መሰረት ላይ ቆመን ተፈምነው እንደዛ ነው ነው
Can you imagine God said that Abraham was his friend because he believed?
ታውቃላችሁ የእግዚአብሔር አብርሃምን ያለው አብርሃም የእግዚአብሔር ወዳጅ ነበር የእግዚአብሔር ወዳጅነቱን ደግሞ በማመን ገልጾለታል
To be God's friend, isn't that wonderful?
ታውቃላችሁ ምን አይነት አስደናቂ እንደሆነ የእግዚአብሔር ጓደኛ መሆን የእግዚአብሔር ወዳጅ መሆን አብርሃም የእግዚአብሔር ወዳጅ መሆን
But Abraham had to believe sometimes when it looked impossible.
የማይቻል እንኳን ይመስለውን ነገር አብርሃም አመነ በእምነት ተቀበለ
You know, a couple thoughts there. Abraham was told that he and Sarah would have a child.
አብርሃም እንግዲህ አስም እንደት እንዳመነ ልጅ እንኳን ማግኘትን በእምነት ነው በእምነት ልጅ እንዳገኘ ያን እምነት ተለማመደ.
He had to wait a long time.
ግን ልጅ ተስፋ ተገብቶለት ግን ረጅም ርቀት ጠብቋል.
And in the time they made a mistake which is you know we are paying for it now
ታውቃላችሁ እግዚአብሔርን ባለመታዘዝ ያጋረን ህይወት ነው ባይጠቅሱትም ዋጋ ከፍላል እንደዛ ሲሆን አንዳንድ ጊዜኛ እግዚአብሔርን ሳንታመን በራሳችን ጎዳና ከሄድን ዋጋ እንከፍላለን
but he did believe
ነገር ግን አመነ እግዚአብሔር
and because of that they did have a son that was the promised son
በዛም ምክንያት እግዚአብሔር የተስፋውን ልጅ ሰጣቸው
And you know when God when the angel came to Mary Can you imagine that this angel first of all this angel with all its glory is standing before her
የእግዚአብሔር መልአክ በእንደ ሁሉ ክብሩ በዛ ሁሉ ማንነቱ እግዚአብሔርን የሚያገለግል መልአክ መጥቶ ፊት ለፊት ሲገለጥላት ሲታየ
And as the angel told her She said, "Well, be it unto me as you said."
እና መልአኩን ደና ያለችው እንደ ቃል ይሁንልኝ ጌታ ባሪያ
So God could move in her life.
እና በህይወቷ የእግዚአብሔርን መልእክተኛ ቃሉን የላከላትንም እግዚአብሔርን ስታመን በህይወቷ አንድ እንቅስቃሴ እግዚአብሔር አደረገ
But just at the very same time who was John the Baptist's father
Zacharias
the angel came to him
ነውዳውኑ ደግሞ ከመቀጽበት ወደ መጥምቁ ዮሐንስ አባት ወደ ዘካርያስ መልአኩ መጥቷል
And he goes how could this be I'm old my wife is old
መልአኩ ልክ እንደ ማርያም የሚያበስረው ነገር ለዘካርያስ ሲነግረው እንዴ እኔኮ በድሜ እንዴ ነኝ እንዳነኝ አለ
He doubted
ተጠራጠረ
And the angel said, "Okay, you are not going to speak anymore until you see this."
ስለተጠራጠረና ስለላመነ ልጅ እስከሚወለድ ድረስ ልዳ ትሆናለህ አለ።
Two different Mary believed and Zechariah did not.
ሁለት ነገር ልዩነት ነው። ማርያም አመነች እንደ ቃል ይሁንልኝ ጌታ ባሪያ አለች። ዮሐንስ ግን አምኖ መቀበል ማን ላይ ቀርታ ዘካርያስ አምኖ በቀበል አልቻለም.
So I just encourage us to believe.
እኔ ግን ማበረታታቸው ዘካርያስ አይነቱን ሳይሆን እንደ አብርሃምና እንደ ማርያም እግዚአብሔር የሚናገረውን ተስፋ ማመን የምትችሉ አይነት እንድትሆኑ የሱ ወዳጅ እንድትሆኑ.
Amen.
Praise God. If you have your Bibles, you might want to open them to Hebrews 11.
እስቲ ዕብራውያን 11 ላይ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ያዛችሁ አውጡ መጽሐፋችሁን.
And as you know you probably have heard many messages on Hebrews chapter 11.
በዕብራውያን 11 ላይ ብዙ ስብከቶች ወይም መልእክቶች ሰምታችሁ ሊሆን ይችላል.
One of the most commonly used words in the Christian vocabulary is the word faith.
በብዙ አተረጓጎም ወይ በብዙ ሰዎች ስብከት ሰምተነው ሊሆን ይችላል እምነት የሚለውን ነገር ነው የምናየው በዚህ በዕብራውያን 11.
I also think it's one of the most misunderstood words in the Christian vocabulary.
ነገር ግን በዚህ በክርስቲያናዊ ንግግር ወይም በክርስቲያናዊ አገላለጽ ይሄንን እምነት የሚለውን ነገር አንዳንድ ጊዜ በተዛባ መልኩ እንደምንረዳው ምን ያያለው.
So there needs to be an understanding that we have concerning what it is as far as faith is concerned in our relationship with Jesus Christ.
እምነት የሚለው ነገር ከክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ጋር የምንጣበቅበት ግንኙነትና ህብረትን የምናደርግበት ስለመሆኑ የተመረዳት ያለብንን ያህል የተረዳ ነው አይመስለኝም. ለምንረዳው የሚገባን ያንን ነው እምነት ምን ያህል ከጌታ ጋር የምንገናኝበት መሳሪያ እንደሆነ.
Hallelujah. So Hebrews the 11th chapter the 6th verse.
ዕብራውያን ምዕራፍ 11 ቁጥር 6.
It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, that being God.
ያለ እምነትም ደስ ማሰኘት አይቻልም ወደ እግዚአብሔር የሚያደርስ እግዚአብሔር እንዳለ ለሚፈልጉትም ዋጋ እንዲሰጥ ያምን ዘንድ ያስፈልገዋል.
Would you get my little phone out of your my inside pocket?
Okay.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
አሁን አንብቤው አለ ወደ እግዚአብሔር የሚያደርስ እግዚአብሔርም እንዳለ ለሚፈልጉት ዋጋ እንዲሰጥ ያምን ዘንድ ያስፈልገዋልና. ዕብራውያን 11:6.
So what it's really saying here,
ምንድነው ይያለ ያለው እዚህ ጋር,
is that there are three things that we have to be moving in.
ሶስት ነገሮች ከዚህ ጥቅስ የምናገኘው ትምህርት አለ በእኛ ህይወት ላይ ሊንቀሳቀስ ሊኖር ሊገኝ የሚገባው.
One of them is faith.
አንዱ እምነት ነው.
Another one is belief.
ሌላው ማመን የሚለው ነው.
And the other one is diligence.
ሌላው ነገር ደግሞ ትጋት የሚለው ነው.
Praise the Lord. Without the diligence you cannot have the faith, and you cannot have the position of being able to believe.
ያለ ትጋት ማመንም አትችሉም ያለ ትጋት ደግሞ በእግዚአብሔርም ደግሞ መደገፍ አይቻልም እምነት የሚለው ነገር ማያዝ አይቻልም.
But what is it that we are supposed to believe?
ምንድነው ያመነው?
And what is it that we are supposed to have faith concerning?
ያመነውስ ደግሞ እምነት የሚለው ነገር እንዴት ነው ምን ይዘው በጥንቃቄ?
If somebody was to ask you that, how would you answer them?
አንድ ሰው ቢጠይቃቸው አንተ ያመንከው ምንድነው ቢላችሁ እንዴት ነው የምትመልሱት?
There, I suppose there could be as many different answers as there are people in this room.
ምናልባት እዚህም ክፍል ውስጥ ብንነጋገራው የተለያየ መልሶችን እንሰጥ ይሆናል.
But really there's only one answer that is the correct answer.
ነገር ግን አንድ መሰረታዊ መልስ አለ ትክክለኛው መልስ ያለ.
And that answer is knowing God.
ያ መልሳችንም ደግሞ የሚሆነው ያመንከው ምንድነው ብንባል እግዚአብሔርን ማወቅ.
If you do not know God,
ያን ነው መልሱ እግዚአብሔርን ማናውቅ ከሆነ ግን,
you cannot have faith.
እምነት አይኖራችሁም በሱ ላይ.
If you don't know God,
ማጣቁ ከሆነ
you certainly can't believe that he is.
እግዚአብሔርን ማጣቁ ከሆነ ደግሞ እርሱ ምን እንደሆነ አጣቁ.
So the first stepping stone, the first position or place of relationship is getting to know God.
የመጀመሪያው መሰረታዊ ነገር ሊሆን የሚችለው መሰረቱን እናቆመው ስለ እምነታችን
You cannot get faith by fasting and praying. You cannot get faith by commanding it, demanding it, or claiming it. Faith is not some sort of mystical, magical thing that comes to you because you're a Christian. Hallelujah. I would say that 95%, and that's a low estimate, 95% of Christianity does not know God. Praise God. That's quite a statement to make. Because we think that because we are born again, then that we know God. But that's not true. God in His divine mercy intervene in your life without you even being aware, maybe, that there was a God. It was God's divine mercy that gave us the ability or the opportunity to be born again. Hallelujah. It does not say that you know God. It doesn't say that you have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. And you know, in our being born again, Hallelujah, we begin to understand, or there is presented to us the opportunity to be filled or baptized in His Holy Spirit. And again, we make another mistake. Because if we think that being baptized in the Holy Spirit is evidence that we know God, we are deceived. God has to give you the Holy Spirit in order for you to know Him. So again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an element of God's divine intervention. Hallelujah. And let me go back and give you a scripture. It was one that I mentioned in the last Bible study. Romans, the third chapter, the third verse. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Oh, you mean John, not Romans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Romans? John, I'm sorry. John's the third chapter. And the third verse. Hallelujah. And here again, we make a mistake in how we interpret the word or the experience of being born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are born again, we assume that we are automatically and suddenly Christian. It's a mistake. It is not the position or the place. It is the opportunity that God gives us to be Christian.
ዳግም መወለዳችን የመጀመሪያ እንደሂደት ነው እንጂ ሁሉ ነገር እዛ ጋር ለቀ ማለት
The word Christian, the English word Christian,
የእንግሊዝኛው ቃል ክርስቲያን ማለት
comes from a Latin word that comes from a Greek Hebrew word.
ከላቲን ነው የመጣው ከላቲን ሆኖ ደግሞ ዕብራይስጥ ነው ቃሉ ክርስቲያን የሚለው
And it means Christ like.
ምንድነው የሚለው ክርስቶስን መምሰል እንለዋለን.
Praise God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now I ask you.
ልጠይቃችሁ.
Well, let me do it this way. When I was born again,
እኔ ዳግም ስወለድ,
was I like Christ?
ወዳውኑ እኔ ስወለድ ያን ክርስቶስን መሰልኩ ማለት ነው?
Were you like Christ?
እናንተ መሰላችሁ ማለት ነው ያኔው?
Did you demonstrate the virtues of Christ?
No.
The demeanor of Christ? The attributes of Christ. Hallelujah. Absolutely not.
Not.
If there is somebody here that has, they need to lay hands on me and pray for me. Because I want what you got. Hallelujah. So the position of being born again gives us an ability to see.
መንገዱን ጀመርን ማለት ነው
so that means we were blind
ስለዚህ ምን ማለት ነው ማየት ያልቻልን ከነበርን ዕውር ነበርን ማለት ነው በፊት
we were born in the natural
በተፈጥሮ እንታይ ስላላችሁ
but we were born blind
ዳግም ተወለድን ስንል እንግዲህ ዕውር ነበርን ከዛ በድጋሚ መናለን ተወለድን ማለታችን
we did not have the eyes to see the reality of the environment in which we were born
ዳግም መወለድ በፊት ዕውር ነበርን ስንል መንፈሳዊ ነገራችን የታወረ ነበር እግዚአብሔርን ማየት ማንችል ነበርን ልክ ዳግም ግን ከውሃ መወለድ ከመንፈስ የሚለው በር ነው አይንን ለገለጣል
Now what Christianity will tell you is that when you are born again you become a member of the church
እንዲነው ግን ሰው የሚሏችሁ ወይም በቤተክርስቲያን በክርስቶስ ማለት ዳግም ተወልዳችሁ የጥምቀቱ ምን እንደተፈጸመ አባል ሆናችሁ
Being born again
ለቀኑ የሚሏችሁ አንዳንድ
Being born again has nothing to do with the membership of a church
ግን ዳግም መወለድ የሚለው የመጠመቅ የሚለው ከዚህ ለቤተክርስቲያን አባል ከመሆን ጋራ ልንደባልቀው አይገባም ምንም አይነት ግንኙነት የለውም
The minute you become born again they want to make you a member of the church
እናንተንም ያደርጓችሁ ስለቀጣዩ ህይወት ሳይሆን የሚያሳያችሁ ዳግም ተወለዳችሁ ተጠመቃችሁ ማለት የቤተክርስቲያን አባል ሆናችሁ እዛ ጋር ለቀ የሚል መረጃ
And what happens is they substitute the spiritual reality of what God did for you in that he delivered you from darkness into a position of light that you could see a different reality
እናንተ ግን ዳግም በዛ በኋላ መጠመቅ ዳግም ልደት ማግኘት ማለት ከጨለማው መንግስት ወደ ብርሃን መጨመር ውስጥ ነው የመጣችሁት ከብርሃን ከጨለማው መንግስት ወደ ብርሃን የመጣችሁበትን ህይወት እንደገና በተለየ መልኩ በተደበላለቀ ነገር ውስጥ እንዲያስገባችሁ አትፍቀዱ ነው የሚሉት
And here again Christianity makes another mistake
ክርስትና እንደገና ሌላ ስህተት የተፈጸመበት
They substitute the church for the kingdom of God.
ስለዚህ የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት የመገለጡን ምስጢር በተለየ ሁኔታ የሚደባልቁ አሉ ነው እነታውንም አትርሱ
So I want to ask you.
እስቲ ልጠይቃችሁ.
Which of the denominations out there is the kingdom of God?
እስቲ የትኛዋ በውጭ ያለ denomination ቤተክርስቲያን የምንለው ነው የክርስቶስ መንግስት ብለን?
Is it the Protestants? Is it the Pentecostals? Is it the Methodist? The Baptist? Which one out there is the kingdom of God? I have another question to ask you. If you tell me they are all the kingdom of God, why are they denominative in their thinking?
ለምን እንደሆነ ባስተሳሰባችሁ ተከፋፈሉ ይሆኑት የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት
Why do you have Baptist?
ለምን እንደሆነ
Why do you have Protestant?
ለምን ፕሮቴስታንት?
Why do you have Pentecostal?
ከቆስታን ለምን ተባለ? የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት አንድ ናት። ተከፋፈልም በውስጧ የለባትም።
Do you use the word in your language denomination?
በእናንተም አባባል denomination የሚለውን ይሄ መከፋፈል የሚለውን ነገር ታምኑበታላችሁ ይጣራሉ እዛ ሀገር።
Do you have that word?
Yes.
You have it?
Yes.
Do you know what it means?
ትርጉሙ ምን እንደ ታውቃላችሁ?
What does it mean? Tell me what you think it means.
Denomination ምን ማለት ነው? Denomination ማለት ምን ማለት ነው? ንገባችሁ።
ሰዎች ለአንድ ቦታ መተዳደሪያ ደንብ ያወጡት
ነው። It's a structure of man-made things.
That's a good word. Structure of man-made things. That's good. But the word denomination again is a derivative from a Latin word that comes from a Greek Hebrew word which means to divide and to separate.
Denomination ማለት ነው መከፋፈል ወይም መነጣጠል።
You can go to any dictionary that will go back and give you the derivative or the history of a word.
ያንን የቃሉን ታሪካዊ አመጣጥ ቀድም ያሏችሁን ግሪኩን ዕብራይስጡን ላቲኑን ነግራችኋለሁ።
And what it will tell you it means to divide and to separate.
መከፋፈል ወይም መነጣጠል መለያየት ብሎ ይነግራችኋል።
So when you're born again and you join a denomination, you have substituted the denomination for the kingdom of God. And the objective of every denomination
የያንዳንዱ የተነጣጠሉ ቅድም ያልናቸው ድርጅት መዋቅሮች አላማና ግን
is to expand its membership.
የራሳቸውን አባል ማብዛት ብቻ ነው አላማቸው.
So the more members you get,
ብዙ አባላት ካገኙ,
the more you deprive that membership of knowing the reality of God.
የእግዚአብሔርን እውነታ ምንገልጽበት ካልሆነ ከባድ ነው ነው.
Hallelujah.
እውነት ግን ምንገልጽበት መቻል
እንጂ አባላት I'm just giving you the word of God.
ማብራት ከሆነ ምንም
I'm just giving you the word of God. So when it says there that you must be born again, he cannot see the Baptist church.
ስለዚህ እንደነሚለው ኢየሱስ መልሶ እነተናለ ሰው ያንተ ካልተወለደ በቀር እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ላይ አይችልም
ሲል He cannot see the Methodist church.
የባፕቲስት ነው የሜቶዲስት
No, it doesn't say that.
ያ ያለ አላለም
የሚያስተምር It says the kingdom of God.
የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's go down to the fifth verse. Now, this is just baptism. This is just being born again. So, what I have to conclude, would it be more comfortable for you to turn your chair around? So you don't have to lean over your shoulder there. So I have to conclude that most of Christendom has no concept of what the kingdom of God is. Hallelujah. You know, I was born again in the Baptist church. My mother was a very good Baptist. Bless her heart. She was so good. You know how Baptists are. They have to witness to everybody. So I would bring my friends home as a teenager, and I was not a good Baptist. I was a Baptist in the church who was living in the world. And I'd bring my friends home and my mother would get them saved. And so I would not be able to do the things with them that I was doing before. So bless the heart of a Baptist. But Baptists or Methodists or Presbyterian or whatever other Lutheran. Hallelujah. I'm not including Catholics. It's not a church. Oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. So I have to conclude that most of Christendom in the evangelical realm does not understand the concept, the spiritual reality of what it means to be born again. And that is why you have so much sin in the church. You have adultery. You have drinking. And all of the things of the world in the evangelical church. It's rampant. It's there. I've been in the church. I know.
አለማዊ ምኞቶች አለማዊ ልምምዶች በቤተ ክርስቲያን ውስጥ ወንጌላውያን አማኞች በሚባሉ ውስጥ ገብቷል
ሃሌሉያ but I'm not just picking on the evangelicals let us go to the fifth verse
ቁጥር 5 ነን ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 5 3 5
now remember we are talking about knowing god
እየተናገርኩ ያለው የተነሳነበት እግዚአብሔርን ማወቅ
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the fifth verse. And Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the Pentecostal church.
ወደ ጴንቴኮስታል ቤተክርስቲያን መግባት አይችልም አላለም
your bible doesn't say that
No. Hallelujah.
But then why do anyone who gets filled with the spirit of god end up in the pentecostal church
ለምን ድን ነው ሰዎች በቃ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት
አጥቃይ
ያመነ እንጂ እነሱ ጋር ያለ ብቻ አድርገው ነው በመንፈስ መነካትን መረዳቱ ለምን ያስተት መጣ ነው የሚለው
ገብቶ or if they ask you
ወይን ሲጠይቋቸው እንዴ ብለ
what affiliation that you have you say I'm Pentecostal
እኔ ጴንቴኮስታል ነኝ ብላችሁ እነሱ አባል ስትሆኑ እንደዛ እንድትሉ የሚያደርጉበትን መረዳት በትክክል አግኝታችሁ ነው ወይስ ሰዋዊ ፍርሃታቸው እንዲታምኑ ነው እኔ ጴንቴኮስታል ነኝ
ሃሌሉያ
እንድትሉ የሚያደርጉት እያለ ያለው እኮ ወደ ጴንቴኮስታል ቸርች ስለመጨመር ሳይሆን ሰው ከዋና ከመንፈስ ካልተወለደ
ሃሌሉያ
እግዚአብሔር መንግስት መግባት አይችልም ምስጥሩ እያለ ያለው ስለ ቤተክርስቲያን አባልነት ሳይሆን ዕውቀቱ ይኖረን ስለ እግዚአብሔር ዳግም መወለድና በመንግስቱ ስለመጨመር ነው
ሃሌሉያ I said all that
I think we added a little bit
the word Pentecostal does not describe the nature of an organization. The word Pentecostal does not denote or describe a denomination known as a Pentecostal church. It describes an event.
ጴንቴኮስቴ የሚለው ሁኔታ ነው
it describes a position of experience
ያ ደግሞ በሐዋርያት ሥራ የምናየው በመንፈስ ተነክተው የነበረው ልምምዳዊ ሁኔታ ነው የሚያብራራው በትክክል
we have certain words in the english and I'm sure you probably have them in the amharic
እናንተም በአማርኛ ሊኖራችሁ ይችላል እኛ በእንግሊዝኛ ይሄንን ቃል የሚያብራራ አለ
that describes the certain the time frames of human development
በሰው የእድገት የስልጣኔ ሂደት ውስጥ የተከናወነ
they go from infancy
ከልጅነት
into adolescence
እስከ ወጣትነት
and into adulthood
ከዛ ደግሞ እስከ ጉልምስና የምንለው ደረጃ ደረሰ
now if somebody was to ask you where what you are, would you tell them that you're an infant or an adolescent or an adult?
አንዲ ሰውዬ ቢጠይቃቸው በልጅነት እንደነበርክ በወጣትነት እንደነበርክ አሁን በጉልምስናስ እንዴት ነው ብሎ ቢጠይቃቸው ምንድነው የምትመልሱ?
So why do we want to do it with church? Why do we want to do it with church?
እና እንዴት ነው በቤተ ክርስቲያንም ውስጥ ቅድም የምንለው
ሃሌሉያ
መረዳት ልናረም እንችላለን? ለካ አንዲ ሰው አሁን የድገቱን ህይወት በትክክል ማብራራት መቻል አለበት።
ሃሌሉያ
እንዴት ነው?
Hallelujah. I can ask you one more question in this respect. When you are baptized into the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that unless you are baptized, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
የእግዚአብሔርንም መንግስት የምታዩ ሆናችሁ ነው የሚለው።
Does that mean we enter into a church?
ይያለን ያለው ነው ወደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ለመጨመር ነው ክርስቲያን ገባችሁ ነው የሚለው ነው።
Is your church, could you say that your church is the kingdom of God?
ወደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት የመግባትን ምስጢር ነው የሚያብራራው። ግን ወደ ቤተ ክርስቲያን ተጨመራችሁ ማለት
ወላችሁ
በቤተ ክርስቲያን የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ናት ወይ?
አይስፖክል
ትችላለች ወይ?
I suppose that could be argued, but if you are in the kingdom of God, the kingdom is ruled by one king.
ወላችሁ እንዴ ነው አንደንድ ምለው ነገር ላይ መቻችሁ?
One king.
እኔም ላችሁ እነተኛው የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት።
Hallelujah.
አንድ ነው ንጉሷ መሪዋም አንድ ነው።
And that king is God.
ያ መንግስት ደግሞ
But if you are in the element of the church and you do not know who God is.
ነገር ግን በሰዋዊ ስርዓት ብቻ በተተበተበ ነገር ምናልፍ ከሆነ ይሄ እግዚአብሔር የሚለውና ሚስጥሩ የመንግስቱ ጉዳይ በትክክል
How can you say that you are a part of the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Now, there's something else Jesus said here that I want to bring to your attention. Nicodemus began to maybe contend with Jesus.
Holy
marvels, how can this be?
He began to argue with him. Now the reason why he was arguing with him is because Jesus' theology didn't go in line with his theology.
ለምን እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ስነ መለኮትና የኒቆዲሞስ ስነ መለኮት ስለተጋጨ ነው። ኢየሱስ ያስተምረ የነበረው ስነ መለኮት ከኒቆዲሞስ የመረዳ ስነ መለኮት ምን ያለ ነው የተለየ ነበር።
And somehow or another he wanted Jesus
ባንዲሚውን በሌላ ግን ይሄን የኢየሱስን ትብር ሊጋራ ይፈልጋል። ለዚህ ነው ጥያቄ የሚያነሳው።
To give him the ability to wrap his theology around Jesus's theology.
ነገር ግን እንዲህ ነው በጥያቄስ መስሎ ግን የራሱን ቴዎሎጂ በክርስቶስ ትምህርት ውስጥ እንዲገባለትም የፈለገ ይመስላል።
So that he could accept it.
እና በዛ መልኩ ነው ይቀበል ፈልጎ የነበረው መጀመሪያ ጥያቄው።
But Jesus didn't do that.
ነገር ግን ኢየሱስ እንደዛ አላደረገም።
Jesus said to him, now listen to what Jesus said to him.
ኢየሱስ የመለሰለት
I suppose that you and I would think
እኔና እናንተም እንደዛ ነው
that being born again and to be baptized in the Holy Spirit
መንፈስ መጠመቅ
that we are now a spiritual people, a spiritual person.
በቃ በመንፈስ ተጠመቅን በመንፈስ ተወለድን ማለት በቃ መንፈሳዊ ነገር ነው የሚሰማን መንፈሳዊ የክርስቶስ ልጆች።
Would that be something that we would assume?
እዛ ጋር ብቻ ግን አይቆምም እድገት።
If we assume that, we're wrong.
ነገር ግን እዛው ጋር እድገት አቆመ ብለን እናስብ ከሆነ ስህተት ነው።
Because Jesus said here, after he says all of Nicodemus was arguing with him, Jesus said in verse 12, if I have told you earthly things, and ye believe me not, how shall ye believe me if I tell you heavenly things?
ስለ ምድራዊ ነገር በነገርዋችሁ ጊዜ ካላመናችሁ ስለ ሰማያዊ ነገር በነገራችሁ እንዴት ታምናላችሁ? ፈን
This is not a condemnation against Nicodemus. This is a condemnation against modern Christianity. Hallelujah. And don't get me wrong. There are some churches that do good things. There are some churches that are winning souls, saving people from hell, doing those type of good things. But if the thing that you are doing does not accomplish the thing that is in God's mind,
ባለው የዘላለም ርቀዱ ውስጥ ተለቀ ብለው እንዳይገቡ የከለከለ እንዳለም እንድትረዱኝ ነው መልካም ይያረጉ እድገታችን ግን በእግዚአብሔር ፍቃድ
Have you fulfilled the purpose for which you were born again and you were baptized in the Holy Spirit?
አሜን በእድገታችን መግለጥ አለብን
Hallelujah
አሜን
Hallelujah
አሜን
You work for a man and he gives you a job to do and he gives you a certain time frame to do it in and you kind of piddle around doing this doing that and the agreement is that you will receive a certain amount of money at the end of the day for doing a certain amount of work. And at the end of the day, you only have done half of the job. And the employer comes, and you say to him, give me my money. Is the employer going to give you the money? Is he going to reward you on the basis of the agreement that you had with him in the beginning? He's not going to pay you. Now, if that is the principle out here in the natural arena, how much more is it a principle in the spiritual realm with God? Because there is something in God's mind, there is something in God's heart. And lest we forget the objective here, you are born again. You are baptized in the Holy into water and into the Holy Spirit for one reason alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That reason is to know God. To know Him individually, intrinsically, totally, absolutely know Him. Hallelujah. And if the church you belong to is not teaching you this principle, if they are not motivating you in this direction,
ደቀ መዝሙር በመንለውኛ ማለት ነው። በትክክል ቤተክርስቲያን ካላሳየችን ንግ ዝም ብለን ስርዓት ውስጥ ሆነ ተቀመጥ ነው እግዚአብሔር የሚፈልገው ነገር ላይ አይደለም።
Then they are not doing the will or the work of God.
የእግዚአብሔርን ፍቃድና
ስራ What is the will and the work of God?
ምንድነው የእግዚአብሔር ፍቃድና ስራ? ኢየሱስ
Hallelujah. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1.
ኢየሱስ አላማና እግዚአብሔር የሰጠን ስራ አደረው ምንድነው?
Hallelujah.
ለጥረት አንድ ላይ ሄዱና እንየው.
Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26.
ለጥረት አንድ 26 ላይ አላማውና ቅዱሱን ስናውቅ ቀጥሎ እግዚአብሔር
የሰጠን I have a question I want to ask you. Do you think God changes his mind? You don't think so? Praise God. That's right theology. So let us see what was in the mind of God in the beginning. Verse 26, chapter 1. And God said, Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Hallelujah. You look at yourself in the mirror and you see who you are, where you came from, what it is that you are, and all the things that comprise you as an individual.
መልካችሁን ማንነታችሁን እንዴት እንደሆናችሁ ማንነታችሁን የግልስብናችሁን በዛ ላይ ምን ታረጋላችሁ ትመለከታላችሁ ታያላችሁ በመስተዋት
And everything that you do in your life
በህይወታችሁ
you do to enhance that perception
እና እምታዩትን ያንን ማንነት የዛን የማንነታችሁን ነገር ነው በህይወታችሁ የምትተገብሩት የምታደርጉት
And the perception that we have is a deception
በዛ አይተን ራሳችንን ግን የምንመላለስበት ነገር የግላችን ነገር ከሆነ የምናደርገው አንዳንድ ጊዜ ደግሞ በመታለልና አልፍ ይችላል
Because when I was born again I was born out of the realm of this natural arena of experience
Hallelujah እኔ ዳግም በተወለድኩ ጊዜ ነው የሚሉት ከዚህ ከመድራዊው ከተፈጠረው ነባራዊ ሁኔታ ወጥቼ ወደ አዲስ ነገር ነው የተጨመርኩት
The heritage of my ancestral inheritance
የኔ የአያቶቼ የቀደም አያቶቼ የዘር ሐረግና ታሪክ በሙሉ
was cancelled out
ተሰረዘ ማለት ነው
It was obliterated as far as God is concerned
ወደ እግዚአብሔር ዓላማ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነገር ዳግም በመወለድ ሲጨመር የአያት የዘር የቀደም አያት ማንኛውም ነገር እዛ ቀረ የምድራዊ ነገር አዲስ ሆንኩ ማለት
I have a new nationality
አዲስ ዜግነት አገኘሁ ማለት ነው
I have a new parental inheritance
አዲስ ዜግነት አገኘው አዲስ እግዚአብሔር ቤተሰብ ውስጥ ገባሁ ማለት ነው
and I belong to a realm outside of the country that I was born in
ከተወለድኩበት ከዛ ከመድራዊ ዜግነት ከምና ከማንነት የወጥቼ ወደ ሰማያዊ ዜግነት ወደ ሰማያዊ ሀገር ተጨመርኩ ማለት ነው
hallelujah but in my church I am not taught to think in that mentality
ነገር ግን ያ የነበርኩበት ቤተክርስቲያን ቅድም ብለዋቸው አለት እንደነበር
I am taught I am taught to use my Christianity to make me a better American.
ስለዚህ በክርስትና ህይወት ባንዲ ቤተክርስቲያን ብቻ ልጅ እየተጨመረ ስለ አሜሪካዊ ዜግነት ብቻ እየተቆረቆረ አሜሪካዊ ነኝ ይያልኩ ብቻ እንድኖር ከሆነ መታደርገኝ ቤተክርስቲያን ስተት ውስጥ ነኝ እኔ ዳግም ስወለድ ከአሜሪካዊውም ከመድራዊ ማንነት ወጥቼ የእግዚአብሔር ቤተሰብ ነው የሆንኩት
I am taught to use my Christianity to better humanity
የኔ የክርስትና ሁኔታ በሰባዊ ማንነት የሰው እንኳን በመንለው ነገር ውስጥ ለሌላው የተለየ ነገር የማሳይበት መረዳት ውስጥ ነው መጨመር ያለው
And I am taught to make me a better person
የተሻለ የክርስቶስ ሰው መሆን
In the human aspect of how I view myself and how others around me
አንተንም እንኳን በዙሪያዬ ላሉ
ሰዎች
ሳሳይ ምን ያህል በክርስቶስ የተለወጠ በክርስቶስ ያለ ሰው መሆኔን ነው በባህሪም በምን የማሳየት ያለብኝ
And then I am encouraged to go out and to convince others to join me
ከዛ በኋላ ምንድን ነው ማስተውንም ብሎ በዚህ በክርስቶስ የተለወጠ ሰው ወጣና በዙሪያ ያሉት ሌሎች በእኔ ክርስቶስን እንዲያይ
Do you hear me?
I am told
to go out and to witness to other people.
ወጥቼ ለሌላው የክርስቶስን ነገር በመመሰከር
ግን And to enlist their help in my crusade to save humanity.
ሰዎች የሚድኑበትን ማንነት ነው በእኔ እንዲያዩ ማድረግ ያለብኝ.
Hallelujah. It's just so far out of context with the Bible.
ወገኖቼ እንደነው ግን የሚገባኝ አንደን ግዜ ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ አውድ ውጪ የኖርን ያለን ይመስለኛል.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us go back over to baptism.
ወደ ጥምቀት እንመለስ ቀደም ወዳልነ ወደ ዮሐንስ.
The nature of baptism
የጥምቀት ባህሪ
says that I am buried with Christ in Romans the 6th chapter.
ሮሜ ምዕራፍ 6 ላይ ስትመለከቱ ስለ ውሃ ጥምቀት የሚለው እኔ ከ
I am buried with Christ in baptism.
በጥምቀት
Hallelujah.
መቀበር ማለት ነው ተቀበረ
ማለት ነው. So when I am buried in baptism with Christ
ክርስቶስ ጋራ ዳግም
Hallelujah.
ተቀበረ ያለው ስንል
When I come out of the water I am not now a member of the Baptist church. I'm not now a member of your organization. Hallelujah. And most people in the church have not been baptized.
ለአንድ ቤተክርስቲያን አባል እንዲሆኑ ነው.
They have been wet church members.
ምን ማለት ነው ቤተክርስቲያን አባል መሆን ማለት?
They've been baptized into the church.
ምን ተጠመቀው ለቤተክርስቲያን አባልነት ብቻ?
Hallelujah. Not baptized into Christ.
ምን ተጠመቀው ለክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ?
And when they come up out of the water
ስንቀበር ለክርስቶስ
they are a
ወጥን ማለታችን ነው ስንወጣ ደግሞ
an American who has been Christianized
ከክርስቶስ ጋራ
an Ethiopian who has been Christianized
ማለታችን ነው
an Ethiopian that has been Christianized
ክርስቲናችን የአሜሪካ
Hallelujah
ካለ ባህል እንትን ይኖራል በኢትዮጵያም እንደዛ
and they are in more jeopardy now than they were before they were baptized or they were born again
ዳግም ወለድን አንደን ግዜ ከባህል ጋር ደበላልቀን እናየው ከሆነ
Hallelujah
ስለተት አለበት ነው
የሚሉት Hallelujah
ጌታ ይመስገን
John chapter 14 talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every person who is baptized in the Holy Spirit, John
14,
Hallelujah. Every person who is baptized in the Holy Spirit is baptized in the Holy Spirit for one reason. One reason alone. Does God give you the Holy Spirit? And that reason is that you might find the reality of God. Hallelujah. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, what has happened is that God has hooked you up with a direct line to God.
እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ እናንተን አጋጠመ አገናኘ ማለት ነው እሱ
ልጅህበትን
ግንኙነት
a direct line
ያ ግንኙነት ደግሞ
everyone
ያደርጋለ ተገጠመ
everyone
ወራችሁ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ
everyone did you hear me everyone who has the baptism of the Holy Spirit
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ተጠመቁ
is hooked directly into God
ከጠታ ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ተጋጠመ
እናታችሁ ትክክለኛ it's not just one man in the midst of a congregation who sets himself up as an authority over that congregation
አንድ ቤተክርስቲያን ላይ
ሃሌሉያ
እንደባለ ስልጣን ሰው ለዛ ሰው መታዘዝ ለዛ ሰው መኖር ብቻ አይደለም እናንተ ግንኙነታችሁ በመንፈስ ስትነኩ ቀጥታ ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር በመንፈሱ ተጋጥሟል
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
because Jesus said in the 14th chapter
ኢየሱስ ኢየሱስ በዝበ ዮሐንስ 14 ያለው
ሃሌሉያ that holy spirit will lead you into all truth
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ወደ እውነት ሁሉ ይመራችኋል አለ ኢየሱስ
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
and there is another place in the gospels that Jesus says I am the truth
በሌላ ክፍል ላይ ደግሞ ቆ ኢየሱስ እንዲህ ብሎ አለ እዛውን ክፍል ላይ ሆነ ይችላል እኔ እውነት ነኝ ብሎ እኔ እውነት ነኝ
he says I am the truth So what is the truth that the Holy Spirit is going to bring you to? The truth about who and what God is. But not only the truth of who and what God is, but the truth about who and what you are in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus was talking here in the 14th chapter, he said to his disciples, he said to them, I must go. To prepare a place. John chapter 14, third verse.
Johannes 14:3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and receive you unto myself. Now he's talking about the Holy Spirit. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm curious on how your Bible words that. When it says it in the English as it is in the Hebrew, when he says that where I am means present tense, does your Bible translate it that way?
Yes, that's it.
That ye may be there also.
Yes.
So he was there with them physically, but he was somewhere else at the same time. So you could say he had his feet on the earth and his head's in heaven. Or you could say his head is in the clouds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says he was going, but he was still there. And that he was going to come again, and he was going to receive you into that place that he was there standing with them, that you could be in the same position with the same disposition. Hallelujah.
ግን መጣና ደግሞ አሁን እንደምታዩኝ እኔው ባለውበት አብራችሁ ከኔ ጋር ትሆናላችሁ ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
ይላችኋል አሜን
ሃሌሉያ
ሃሌሉያ
the church is not teaching you this
ይሄንን ግን ቤተክርስቲያን አታስተምርም
in fact most churches do not want you to know that
ብዙ ቤተክርስቲያኖች ደግሞ እውነታው የእግዚአብሔር ነገር እንዲበራልን ላይፈልጉ ይችላል
Because when you begin to know it, and it begins to work in your life, it begins to work against the environment of the church. Because the church as we know it is designed not to create an environment of heaven, but to create an environment that is self-sustaining unto itself.
ነበራዊ ሁኔታ የሚያሳየን ቤተክርስቲያን የሚሰራው ነው የሚሉት ይሄ የክርስቶስን ማንነት ሰማያዊው ምስጢር እንዲበራልን ሳይሆን ምድራዊ ነገሮች ላይ ትኩረት ያደረገ ነገር እንደምትነግረን
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, the church has taken the baptism of the Holy Spirit and has broken it up into segments. There is a group of the church that believes it's for healing. There is a group of the church that believes it is for the person's prosperity. There are different manifestations of the Holy Spirit that we promote and we make preeminent.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ልዩ መረዳትን የመንፈስ ቅዱስን እውነትና ክርስቶስን ሊያብራልን እውነት ህይወትነቱን ሊያሳየን ያለውን በተለየ መልኩ ተርጉማ ቤተክርስቲያን በተለየ መረዳት ታልፈዋል የፈውስ ቤተክርስቲያን የብልጽግና ወንጌል ምን በሚል
ሃሌሉያ
አገኝ ያ አይደለም
but all of these manifestations are side tracks that are designed to take your focus off of the actuality of why God gives you the Holy Spirit.
እግዚአብሔር መንፈሱን ለእናንተ የሰጠበትን ዓላማ በትክክል ተረድታችሁ የምትኖሩበትን ቅድሜ ተባለውን ቀጥ ያለ ተገጠምንበትን
ሃሌሉያ
እንድንስትና በሰው ጎዳናና ፍርሃት መምራዊ ነገር እንድንራመድ ሊያደርጉን ይችላል
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
And the design the job of the Holy Spirit is to make you like God.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ዋናው ዓላማ እግዚአብሔርን ወደ መምሰል እንዲታደጉ
Hallelujah. That is the original position, that is the original tent. And that is the thing that it was designed to do.
ይህ ደግሞ ዋናው ኦሪጅናል ያሉት አሁን የተፈጠረለት ዓላማ ነው የምንኖርለት ዓላማ ነው በፍጻሜ ግባችንም ደግሞ የእግዚአብሔር እቅድ በእኛ ላይ ያለው ይሄ ነው መንፈስ ቅዱስ እግዚአብሔርን ወደ መምሰል እንድናርክ
As you go into the epistles of Paul, he again and again and again reiterates that position of relationship and the position of development that is called Christ.
እንዲያነኑ የጳውሎስ መልእክቶች በታነቡ እየደጋገመ ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ የሚሆን በተለየ መልኩ የሚያብራራልን ክርስቶስን ወደ መምሰል ምናድግበትን ነገር ነው በትምርቶቹ የጠቀሰው.
John comes back to it a number of times in his gospels and in the epistles that he wrote.
ዮሐንስም ደግሞ በወንጌሉም ይሁን በጻፋቸው በመልእክቶቹም ላይ ስንመለከት እንደዚሁ ደጋግሞ በጥልቀት የሚነግረን ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስለእግዚአብሔር ልጅነት በዛ ውስጥ ስላለ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ልምምድና ዋናው የእግዚአብሔር ግብ እሱን ማወቃችን.
Again and again John says that we are to be the sons of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች እንሆን ዘንድ ነው እየደጋገመ ይሄንን የሚናገረው.
And Paul even goes further than that. In the 8th chapter of Romans.
አውሎስም በሮሜ 8 ላይ ይሄንን ደግሞ ያነሳዋል.
He says we're not only heirs with Christ because of our sonship.
ዝም ብለን በክርስቶስ ብቻ ባገኘነው ወራሽነት ብቻ እንደማንቆም ይናገራል.
But we are joint heirs.
እና ደግሞ የምንጋራ የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት በልጅነት ብቻ የመውረስ ሳይሆን የእግዚአብሔር ባለጋራዎች ነን ይላል.
Do you joint heirs? Do you understand the word joint heirs?
በክርስቶስ ያለንን የመጋራት ነገር ሲናገር እዚህ ጋር ትረዱታላችሁ?
In the Jewish culture,
በአይሁዶች ባህል,
if a man had several sons,
ብዙ ልጆች ካሉት አንድ አይሁድ,
the firstborn son,
የመጀመሪያው ልጅ,
would be the inheritor of all that the father possessed in the natural arena.
በተፈጥሮ ዓለም እንግዲህ አንድ ብዙ ልጅ ቢኖረው አንድ አይሁድ ነው የሚሉት የመጀመሪያ የተወለደው አባቱ ያለው ማንኛውንም ነገር የመውረስ መብት አለው.
That means that when the inheritance was passed
ሌሎች ለምሳሌ ልጆች ማለት ወይም ሌሎች ዘሮች ያለው
the son
ልጁ
stepped out of his shoes into the father's shoes
እያንዳንዱ ያባቱ የሆነ ነገር ሁሉ እግር በእግር ጫማው ሊሆን እያንዳንዱ ያለውን ነገር የራሱ እንደራሱ ማንነት
and he became a representative that had an equal standing with the father
ካባቱ ያገኘው ነገር ሁሉ እኩል አባቱ የተጠቀመበትን እኩል የመጠቀም ማንነት እንዳለው ያምናል
ይረዳ he could make the decisions that the father would make
ባቲዮስን እንደነበረው ስሙ
he could draw from the accounts that the father had
አባቱ ለምሳሌ አንድ አካውንት ካለው ያንን እንደሚያውቅ
he could move in the arena of life as though it were the father
ይወር እንደነበረው አባቱ ይንቀሳቀስ ያደርግ እንደነበረው ልጁም የማድረግ መብትና ስልጣን አለው
and we had that representation in Jesus Christ
ስለዚህ ኢየሱስ እኛን የልጅነታችን መብት ያ ነው
he said to Philip
ደህንነት የሰጠኝ
Philip said show us God show us the father and Jesus looked at the man you know he must have said boy Philip you're really slow here he says if you have seen me you have seen the father hallelujah
amen
and Jesus says I do nothing
እኔ ምንም አላደርግም አለ በራሴ አለ
except the father do it
አባቴ የሚያደርገውን ግን አገኛለሁ
I say nothing
እሱን አደርጋለሁ
except the father say it
hallelujah
amen
that he was the heir the firstborn son of the father
የእግዚአብሔር አብ ብቻኛ አለኝ የተሰጠኝ የመጀመሪያ ልጅ ክርስቶስ ወራሽ ከሆነ ከክርስቶስ ጋር በአብዘን ያለውን ማንኛውንም ነገር እኩል ወራሽ ነን
and God turns around and tells us that we are joint heirs with Christ
ከክርስቶስ ጋር ወራሽ ናችሁ ወራሽ ነን የሚለው
amen
so if I am joint heirs with Christ
ከክርስቶስ ጋር ወራሽ ነኝ ስለኔ
that means I am with Christ
ስለዚህ እኔም ከክርስቶስ ጋር ነኝ
Christ is with me
ክርስቶስም ከኔ ጋር ነው ማለት ነው
and God is with Christ in me and we are with God hallelujah and Christ in me are in God hallelujah hallelujah is there any difference
ምንም ልዩነት የለም
አየህ is there any differentiation of it in God I'm not talking about a human perspective. I'm talking about a God perspective. And as God looks at it. Hallelujah. Now you have to remember. When Jesus said I say nothing except I hear the Father say it. So we have God's own testimony in the Bible concerning what it is I'm saying. John chapter 17. Now listen to what he says. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone. He's talking about the disciples now.
Yohannes 17 قطر 20 ላይ ምን እንደሚል ተመልከቱን የሚሉት
But for them also which believe on me through their word.
Yohannes 17 20
Hallelujah.
ሁሉም አንድ ይሆኑ ዘንድ
Oh my goodness brother.
በእኔ ስለሚያምኑ ደግሞ እንጂ ስለ እነዚህ ብቻ አለምንም
Do you understand what God just did? Now this is God. This is God talking.
እግዚአብሔር ነው እየተናገረ ያለው.
This is not a man called Christ Jesus. This is God talking.
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ቢሆንም የተናገረው በስብእናው ክርስቶስ ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር.
Read the 17th chapter of John and ask God to speak to your hearts.
እግዚአብሔር ለልባችሁ ይናገራል. በዚህ በምዕራፍ 17 መሰረት
Do you understand what he said? Right here in your Bible in your language
ቃላቹ በእናንተ ቋንቋ ምን ይያለ እንደው አንብቡት
does it say their word
yes
and it refers to man are the men that were around Jesus.
Yes.
Their word.
Yes.
So their word.
ከቃላቸው የተነሳ ሲል ያኔ በዙሪያው ያሉት እንደ ከመዝሙር ነው እየተናገረ ያለ።
Now became an authority.
ስልጣን ነው ያወጀ ያለው ከዛ ደግሞ።
Their word.
ቃላቸው ከቃላቸው የተነሳ
was now elevated out of the realm of humanity into the realm of divinity.
በስብእና
ከቃላቸው
የሚወጣው ነገር በእግዚአብሔር መለኮት የሆነው እንዲሰማቸው ከቃላቸው የተነሳ አንድ ሆኑ ዘንድ ብሎ ጸለየ።
Now I'm not taking this out of context, believe you me.
አውዱ ማንን ከአውዱ ያወጣው አይደለም።
Because down in verse
14
he says, I have given them thy word, me, Jesus, given them disciples thy word. And now he turns around and he says to God, now it's their word.
ከቃላቸው የተነሳ ሲል ደግሞ ቃል ሰጥቷቸዋል የሰጣቸውን ቃል ደግሞ ከቃላቸው የተነሳ አንድነታቸው ጸንቶ ለፍጻሜ እንዲበቁ ነው ይላል።
ሃሌሉያ። Now brethren, this was before Gethsemane. This was before crucifixion.
ወገኖቼ ይሄ ተፈጸመው ከመሰቀሉ ከጌቴሰማኒው ከዛ በፊት ነው።
This word that he was speaking was a word that was going out to work within their being the reality of God.
ታልቀበሉ ነው ወደፊት የሷሃሪያ ናቸው ታውቃላችሁ ከመሰቀሉ በፊት ግን ስለነሱ የማንደደው ስለነሱ የተናገረው ቃል
ሃሌሉያ። This was before Peter cursed Jesus Christ.
ጴጥሮስ
ሃሌሉያ
ስን ከመካዱ እንኳን በፊት
This is before they ran out of the garden everyone like chickens to save their own lives.
እንደ ዶሮ ዶሮ እንደነው አንዳንድ የሆነ ነገር
ሃሌሉያ
እንደዛ ጥለውት እንኳን በስቃዩ ሰዓት እንደሚሸሹ ያውቃል ያ ከመሆኑ በፊት ነው የማንደደው።
And God is speaking it as a fact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, and I shall that we I pray for the not for I pray not for these alone, but for those for them that shall believe on me through their word. Hallelujah.
ደግሞ እንጂ ስለነዚህ ብቻ አለምንም ሲል ስለነዚህ ብቻ አለምንም በሚለው ውስጥ እኔ እናንተንም እግዚአብሔር በክርስቶስ ያይ ነበር። አሜን።
አሜን።
እዚህ ብቻ አይደለም የሚለውን አስምሩበት።
So when Matthew was pinning his gospel,
ስለዚህ ታውቃላችሁ በዚህ
ወንጌል As Mark was pinning his gospel.
አዎ በዚህ ወንጌል ውስጥ
As Luke was pinning his gospel.
ሉቃስ ይሄን ብሏል።
As John was pinning his gospel.
ማንንም ይሄንኑ
ደግሞ As Paul was writing his epistles. Hallelujah. They were not writing words of Hebrew understanding. They were writing words of God.
እንግዲህ በመድረክ ላይ
ሃሌሉያ
አይደለም ዕብራዊ ግሪክ ስንል ግን በጊዜው በነበረው ቋንቋ ይጠቀሙ እንጂ መለኮት የሆነ እግዚአብሔርን እስትንፋስ
ነው። So that when we read the scripture and as we read it something in the scripture pricks our heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as it pricks our heart, there is a response that comes out of our soul that says, "Oh God, save my soul." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you turn around and you begin to testify and you begin to witness to an individual. Hallelujah. You are seeing the metamorphosis of the word of God. The authority, the quality, the potentiality and the reality of God in your experience. Come out in a vernacular expression that touches the heart of another individual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I pray not for these alone, but also them which shall believe on me through their word. This is God now. This is God. That they may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, as I in thee, that they also may be one in us. that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
አንተ አባቶ እኔም በእኔ አንተ አባቶ በእኔ እንዳለ እኔም በአንተ እነርሱ ደግሞ በእኛ አንድ ይሆኑ ዘንድ አምናለሁ እያለ
ይ Now this next scripture is very important. And you need to go back in the beginning of this chapter and to find out what it was that God gave to Jesus.
ለክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ እግዚአብሔር አብ የሰጠው ምን እንደሆነ ወደ ምዕራፍ ወደ መጀመሪያ ብትሄዱ ምታገኙት በዚህ በቁጥር 23 ላይ ደግሞ አለ.
But he says here in the he says and the glory. Oh my.
እንዲህ ብሎ ነው የሚናገረው እንደላከኝ እንደተከኝ መጣን እነርሱን እንደወደሳቸው ያውቃሉ.
Which thou gavest to me I have given to them that they may be one even as we are one.
አባቶ ዓለም ሳይፈጠር አሜን ዓለም ሳይፈጠር ስለወደድህ
ሃሌሉያ
እኔን ክብሬን እንዲያዩ እኔ ባለሁበት የሰጠኝ እነርሱ ደግሞ ቅድም ዮሐንስ 14 ያየ ነው እኔ ባለሁበት እነርሱ ደግሞ ከኔ ጋር ይሆኑ ዘንድ እወዳለሁ አሜን
my goodness
ያያችሁ ለእግዚአብሔር ዓላማ ለኔ ክብር
we as a people
እንዳየነው በሙሉ ወራሽነን አለ አይደል የኔ ሰጠኝን ምን አረኳቸው ሰጠዋቸው ክብር ለጌታ አካፈልኳቸው እኔ ባለሁበት አንተም ከኔ ጋር እንዳለ አብረው ይሆኑ ዘንድ ሲል ያልተከፈለ ያልተሻረ ነገር ከክርስቶስ ጋር ሙሉ የሆነ ወራሽነት አለ
we as a people need to repent
በእውነት እንደ እግዚአብሔር ልጆች ንስሐ መግባት የሚገባን ነገር አለ
we need to repent for our religion We need to repent for of our Christianity and we need to and we need to find God. Hallelujah. We need to find God. There is an indictment against the church, the New Testament church. And that indictment is I do not know you.
ግን አንድ በፍጻሜ ደግሞ የሚያስጠነቅቅበት አለ በአዲስ ኪዳን ቤተክርስቲያን ጌታ የተናገረው እኔ ከቶ ምን አላውቃችሁም ከሚላቸው እንዳንሆን ጌታ ይርዳል
አሜን
ዛን ግባና
አሜን God bless you
ያገሪ ባርካችሁ God bless you